Okay. We are up to Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We are up to the last narrow line, the last word. Again, Rav Sheshes had said, and this has been the trigger of what we're talking about. Rav Sheshes had said that there are Eidim present in Medina Sayyam that know that this woman was Mazana in this era, the water won't work. We're trying to prove him wrong. That's what we're trying to do now. Masiv Rav Simi Barashi. Rav Shimon argues under Rabbanon who say Schus can delay the inevitable, meaning a woman that was Mazana and drinks. We said yesterday, we brought the Machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanon, that Schus is Taylor. But they both agreed to that. Rav Shimon says, Ein Schus Taylor B'mayim Mamorim. Rav Shimon says, no. There is no delay. Because if you say there is a delay, Matcha Atam, or Matcha, or Matcha Atam, as Halayim Befeko Anoshim Ashraisis, you push away the power of the water in front of the women that are drinking, and that the mighty shame Ra'al Tahay Rish Yashasu, and people will spread bad rumors, even of those who passed the drinking test. Meaning, Rashi learns that what happens is women won't admit. They'll say, I have schusim. I don't have to admit. And if a woman does pass the test, people will say it doesn't prove anything. She has schusim. So you're undermining what the water is supposed to do. It's supposed to scare the woman into admission. And if exonerated, she's supposed to be exonerated. And by saying schusayla, you're undermining it. That's what Reb Shimon says. Taisus learns a little bit different. Taisus says, Taisus is bothered, the chayrus, he gets sick, so people will know whether she's guilty or not. So Taisus says, not everybody sticks around to see whether she gets sick or not. They stick around to see if there's an immediate effect. And then afterwards, there's whatever it is, Reb Shimon is saying, schus doesn't work. Now, Reb Issa, Reb Sheshes is right. According to Rav Sheshes, what's the raya? She's pure. Maybe there's Eidim in Medina Sayyam. Let's say a lady knows there's Eidim in Medina Sayyam. She won't be afraid to drink. It's not going to work anyway. People will say that this woman who wore Mazana, El Sheshla made him in Medina Sayyam. Reb Shimon's whole idea is you can't have something that undermines the system. Well, Eidim Medina Sayyam is going to undermine the system, according to Reb Sheshes. And for the Gemara, Reb Shimon comes, Reb Shimon, but this Chusla Italia is Mamilu Tavu. You're right. Reb Sheshes never said it to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, nothing undermines the system at this point. The Gemara's going to change its mind later. Nothing undermines the system. The system works. No ifs, ands, and buts, because if not, women won't admit. And people that are exonerated won't be exonerated, and people will walk around thinking, she was Mazana anyway, it was delayed, b'chulu, 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 b'chulu. Never Rav Shimon says...
Rabbi?
One second. Rav Shimon says, the system works. No exceptions. Rabbanon said, the system has exceptions. Schus, Eidim, great to Rabbanon, there are exceptions. And Rabbanon aren't, don't seem to be worried about the fact that it doesn't work all the time. That's not our job. Our job is to do what the Torah says. If people don't understand, what can we do? That's the machlokes. Yes, RV.
I think you just answered my question. I didn't understand how Rav Shimon can challenge the effectiveness of God's test. I thought we kept learning here that it's not a matter of what the practical effects are, it's what the Torah says. I think
right. You
just answered my question.
Right. Yes. Doctor, same thing?
Yeah, it's very odd. We almost, one of the principles we've had for two decades, and obviously longer, is that a deraita pasuk is not a logical thing. Yet this is a logical argument against the Zeres pasuk.
Again, the question is chutz tzayla Zeres akasa? We're not there yet. We'll worry about it when we learn the sugya of chutz tzayla.
The pasuk is on Adam.
That was Rav Sheshes' understanding of the pasuk. Rav Yitzchak argued that the pasuk is not clear. The Raya is Rav Yitzchak argued. Rav Sheshes is the one that told us this new pshat. The Mishnah didn't say it. Rav Sheshes wanted to prove it from our Mishnah. Rav Yitzchak got out of the proof. Right? So the pasuk was not, in fact, even Rav Sheshes called the pasuk. Rashi said, Rashi in the second wide line, Kol la rayi kol kach. Pasuk is not such a proof. There's other ways to learn the pasuk. So therefore, Rav Sheshes looked for the Mishnah. So it's not undermining any Gzeiras HaKasav. It's questioning whether there is a Gzeiras HaKasav or not. Zogt Gemara, let's say a tip with Rashi. Zogt Rashi, they won't be afraid, just admit, and it will just prevent the erasing of Hashem's name. The fear of getting killed by the water tells a woman, I better admit, because again, she's not going to get punished in this world for admitting. And the next world, it makes no difference if she admits or not. So there's nothing forcing her to admit. What we care about is the fact that Hashem's name is getting erased. We don't like to erase Hashem's name for no reason.
The Rashi somewhere that talks about Shnayim, Bo, Pundit, Echad, Echad, Tachas, Asulam, Echad.
Yeah, Rashi, Mishvatim,
yeah. So my question is as follows, that could Chusim that also?
I don't know. I don't know how to write someone's will. It doesn't tell me.
I've been thinking about this all the time.
I'm glad you're thinking. What can I tell you? I have no idea.
Why now do we make Chusim the modifier?
No, because it's a major thing. Whether this guy dies or doesn't die in Galus, get Galus, doesn't get Galus, does not affect anybody else but himself. Why do I care? Hashem wants to save him, Hashem will save him, he did tshuva, Hashem will save him, he didn't do tshuva, Hashem will get him. Not my business. Hashem runs the world, he doesn't need my help. But here, the Torah gave a way that permits a woman to her husband. It's affecting other people. This test that the Torah gave us, which we all call test, this exonerating way, this way to exonerate and to prevent and to preserve the marriage, the Torah gave it to us. And now all of a sudden we're running into the fact that it doesn't necessarily prove anything, but the halacha says it's okay anyway. So we're interested in this. Whereas in anybody's personal life, within him and the rabbinic asylum, not my business. Right. There'll also be people spreading things. But the schus l'italia, Dr. Ash, the Gemara, that the Kuntim Shimon, Shum High Time, and the Chayeshu, the lies, he's worried about the rumors. Ala Tyrus, Adam, let me let tell him. Zuck the Gemara, Vaitim, Mustiv, Rav, Samagiris, Rava. Because Rav is a little bit difficult here, because Rav Sheshes was a Talmud of Rav, a little bit even later, not even a direct Talmud of Rav. Sheshes a little bit later, but he could have been a Talmud of Rav. That Rav would ask a kasha on Rav Sheshes usually doesn't happen. You usually have contemporaries or later Amaroyim ask from Bryce's on a previous Amaira. You don't have the person's Rebbe asking a kasha on Rav Sheshes. I know, again, I don't know if it never happens, but that's why I'm decided it says Summer Gairus Rav. Basiv Rav. Ve'elu shim chesayim nisrafes. There are these people that they bring a mincha. This is a woman, and we burn it, meaning we do not bring it on the Mizbeach. We don't redeem it. It gets burnt as a pasul lekachim. Rashi, shulukhaseim nisrafas, minchas kanoes shalot, minchas tzait is called minchas kanoes. A mincha brought about through the warning. Asiris ha'evas kemach sa'irim. By the way, Rashi just revealed to me that her mincha is different than any other mincha. It's not from Silas. Not from the high-grade flour. It's from the kemach, which is lower-grade flour. Also, it's not from wheat, which is higher-grade. It's from barley, which is animal food. The Shrava is Lamata Beis Hadeshen. It's burnt not on the Mizbeach, but on the floor of the Azara, where they usually put the leftover ashes from the Mizbeach. She'en Ruyas Likare, that cannot be brought. Will I live, guys? Can be not redeemed. Will I to Lechulun and go out to Chulun?
Not every site brings this mincha, right?
Why is it the elu? It says, mm-hmm. Rashi explains who we're talking about.
Well, it makes it sound, I understand.
Elu means these women have their milchus burned.
All these women, right?
The elu and these.
These women who are going to be drinking this
total. Yeah. Not all of them.
Just the ones who drink the water.
No, not even all the ones that drink the water. Some of the women who bring a mincha, their mincha will be burnt, not put on the mizbeach.
You have a choice?
Well, we haven't done the Gemara yet. Again, I decided.
I got this special yesterday.
Breishis bara elokim. What did he create? Let's stop and worry about what he created. No, read the next four words and we'll find out. Right, Eis HaShemayim, Ve'Eis HaAretz. Right, this is what we're doing. We haven't said a word yet. So let the Gemara, I don't mean to pick on you, Chas V'Shalom, but it's happened. Let's give the Gemara a chance. That's why it's here. This is a Brice that's going to explain itself. Why are we stopping in the middle and trying to figure out what it's going to say when we can read the next four words and figure out what it's going to say? Please, I don't mean anything personal. You can keep on asking all the questions you want. It's just that, let the Gemara do it. Ve'Eis HaShemayim, this Rafis. A woman comes in after she brings her mincha, changes her mind, and says, Abaisai Abus Matana. So we can't bring this mincha. There's no need to bring this mincha. But it's Hegdish. So what do we do? Can't take it back home. Can't bring it on the Mizbeach. So this is burnt. That's one of the cases. Or, Shabbat Le'edim Shitmaya. Or Edim show up and say, hey, by the way, don't give her a drink. We know she was Mazana. So just the mincha was brought. The mincha is holding by being brought on the Mizbeach. Can't put it on the Mizbeach because this mincha is part of the test, the way we figure out that Hashem said that for the water to work, you need a mincha. Well, there's no reason for the water to work. There's no reason for her to drink. There's no reason for a mincha. So these two ladies, their mincha gets burnt. They're not taken home, back to home. The husband can take it back home and make a cake with it. No, a barley cake. No, he doesn't. He burns. They burn it in the Azara. It's Hegdish. Can't be allowed on the Mizbeach, so it's burnt in the Azara. Rashi, I married the man in luck, so I dusted the Bezna, she admitted to Bezna Kukula on the fact she was Mizana, Shemayim Malah. As we will see later, they used to frighten her into admitting, because it's only Masnissen. The Mishnah says later on that before we went through the process, there's going to be a process of scaring her, encouraging her. We'll see all kinds of different things that we're going to be doing. Mekama the Tignish is right. Frank the Gemara. Now, the Gemara has not finished its question yet. The Asiya Edom Amos, when did the Edom show up? Elam and Mekama the Tignish, is it before you put it into a keli? The Mincha, the person donates the flour for the Mincha, then it's put into a keli. What happens is, when it's put into a keli, it becomes a carbon. When he donated it, it's called Kedushas Peh. He donated it. It belongs to Hegdish. It's still redeemable. Once it's put into a keli, he can no longer redeem it. It's called Kedushas Haguf. And Kedushas Haguf cannot be redeemed by a mincha. So here, when did the Edom show up? Elam and Mekama the Tignish. Is it before it was put into a keli? So at that point, it's redeemable. So Tepik Lahulam. If the Edom show up, take the money and say, listen, this is a mincha, was donated, here is $2, and take it home, instead of burning it in the Azara. Elo the bus of the Kaddish. The answer is, the Edom showed up after it was put into Kli Sharis already. It's ready to go, and the Edom show up. So, if you say that if the Edom had not shown up, the process would have worked. So, this mincha was apt, was standing to be used as a carbon, meaning the water was going to work, the system was in place, it was put in Tikli Sharis, it became Kaddish, and now, unless the Edom showed up, we would have proceeded with the with the following the, what word am I looking for? The protocol. Following the protocol of Saita. V'chikadish mikarash aprikadish. And it would have been a good hekdish because the protocol was followed. Except that Adam showed up. And now we know she was Mazana, so we stopped the protocol. L.M. Shemachim and Chasin is Refes. It was Kedusha. It was standing to be brought. The water was going to work. There was no error here. And therefore, it made him show up. It stops the process. Eli, Ahmed, ain't I mind, bite, can I stop? But if you tell me this water was never going to work anyway because the Adam exists. So now that the Adam show up, that means the whole thing was a mistake. Right, we did the wrong thing. There was we didn't do the wrong thing, but the mincha had no business being brought to begin with. Meaning, the existence of Adam makes the water not work. So Tigli Milsalim afraid that he kaddish mikar, but b'tos kaddish. So the thing was a mistake. So it's a hegdish b'tos. It was a hegdish made by mistake. The husband was magdish it, or the woman was magdish it. We're not getting involved in that. Based on the fact that she's going to drink, and that the water would work. Now we know that this whole thing was a mistake to begin with. The water wasn't going to work. Whether the Adam showed up or not, the water wasn't going to work. Because Rosh Hashanah just told us the existence of Adam invalidates the water working. That's the right word, probably not. Stops the water from working, right? So if that happens, so that means that putting it in the Klisharis was a mistake. Now, sometimes we don't know, so we proceed. Now we know we made a mistake. Hegdish Batas is not Hegdish. Take it home. There's no mistake. This putting it into the Klisharis, we now know is an error. So why bother? Usually, you don't find out it's an error. You don't know if Adam ever did it. So the Torah says, proceed. But here, we found out now that we put it into the Klisharis an error because this was never going to work anyway. So if Rosh Hashanah is right, the making it Hegdish was a Hegdish Batas. Hegdish by mistake. And Hegdish by mistake doesn't work. So let him take him home. Why are we burning it in the Azara? That's the Gemara's kasha. Let me just read Rashi. Look, Rashi. Mekamed the tignish b'klisharis, tenk l'chulim b'pidjan, redeem it. Shmohaya kedusha sagov. It did not have kedusha in its essence. El kedusha's pet. It was donated. B'chol menachas nidzeis. All menachas can be redeemed. Kol zman shalai kitchu b'kli, before they were mekudish in the kli. El the bus in the kaddish. The klisharis mekachin, it's a royal lamb. Klisharis and mekadish, that's what is appropriate. So Allah Tzai L'chulun could not go out to Chulun. Kudnan, Kodagayim Behem Yigdash, if it touches the klisharis, it becomes kaddish. The likarav ain't a raw, you can't bring it out of the mizbeach. Shara ain't a bar, l'haskar avayin a shazu. It's only coming to pure, to check out whether she sinned. Chitibadek. Rahi meduka ve'menes, if the Adam show up, we now know the truth. You can't say just bring it as an adava. Lakriva, the mincha sa'ir remaining shere l'sa'ir t'loimer. Only two times a year, two times that we have a mincha that's barley. Once a year, the mincha sa'imer and the second day Pesach. And whenever there's a saita, she brings a mincha from barley. So Iyam Rebbe Shlomo behind Beit Kinaisim, Shasha Sarchli Bo Adam. If the Adam had not shown up, she would have drank. Alma B'shasha Nitna B'kli, Ruyo Haitha B'kli Sharis. It made sense to put it in the kli. That he shayt to bas mikdash or mikravi misavik. At that point, the Torah says that you don't know what happened. Bring it as a mincha. Kishar mincha saita. Every mincha saita is a suffix. Hilchichi kaddish b'kli shaper kaddish. That means it was became hegdish. Shemalchi kiasi eidim. When the eidim show up, ifsilim akrava mikan alaba. It becomes puzzle from akrava from then and on. Leinavka lechulin, but it's refus. If it doesn't go out to chulin, then it gets burnt. Eli, I'm a data mind, but can I sub? I have really lived the commandments. Since it's not going to work, the library is the mincha, and it's not really appropriate. Now we know that it never was supposed to work. See, usually we assume it's supposed to work, and now there was a halt in the process because we found out. But if it was never supposed to work, Tiglin Milsalim afraid la'isa ruya l'kli, that it wasn't fit for a kli. V'ein kli sh'ayas mekachin elu haroi lehem, k'davar b'svachim, like it says in Zvachim. The tepik l'chulim b'loi pidyan, sh'kdushas peshalah, Ukdusha Shlok Ilishlah, Hakol Batas, it was all a mistake. Shayinu swore and we thought she took a mincha. The Baina came. It never was meant to work. The Hegdish Ain't a Hegdish.
But if the
Adam had his hand up.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
trying to
put my point.
you said earlier on that Kedushas goes to Minchas. I was under the impression that Kedushas do it.